Was ist Zeit?
Woher kommt das Leben?
Wie ist das Universum entstanden?
Hallo, ich bin Carsten Könnecker.
Und ich bin Katharina Menne. Und zusammen gehen wir den großen Fragen der Wissenschaft auf den Grund.
Die großen Fragen der Wissenschaft ist ein Podcast von Spektrum der Wissenschaft und dem Podcast Radio Detektor FM.
Seid mit uns neugierig und folgt dem Podcast in eurer Lieblings-Podcast-App.
Hi, I'm Kate Nash and I'm taking over Pop Filter this week, where I'll be talking about my favorite songs from musicals, which really inspired my new record, Nine Sad Symphonies, and you're going to hear one of those songs now.
Staring at the edge of the water, long as I can remember, never really knowing why.
Yes, so this is from Moana, it's How Far I'll Go.
But I come back to the water, no matter how hard I try.
She's the lead character in the movie Moana. She lives on an island. It's that Disney moment where you're like learning about the character and where they live and like what they kind of dream about. And she's running towards the ocean and all she wants to do is like just leave the island and like explore and kind of be an adventurer. She's talking about like how far she could go and but her dad, classic Disney, her dad doesn't want her to. So she's like restricted and can't leave the island.
But one day, the heart will be found by someone who will journey beyond our reef, find Maui, deliver him across the great ocean to restore Te Fiti's heart and save us all.
Oh, 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 thank you, Mother. That's enough.
Papa!
No one goes outside the reef. We are safe here. There is no darkness. There are no monsters.
She's such an amazing Disney character. I feel like it's one of the, you know, positive changes in Disney in the last, I don't know how many years, but she was like, you know, not just the kind of white, wide-eyed, skinny Disney princess. Like they've been trying to step away from that. And she looks like a girl that might live where she lives in the Pacific Islands. And she's strong and she's kind of wild and, you know, she's really capable.
Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes.
Yeah, and I just think she's really an inspiring Disney character for young girls because she's got this desire to adventure and she's like obviously not fitting into the role that she's supposed to play, but she's also not like presenting this kind of like perfect Disney princess thingy. There's no like Disney princess about her. She's like running out in the grass and on the island and like towards the ocean, and it just felt like a good positive change for Disney.
I know everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design.
In the song, she's going through the town, so you're like, you're meeting like the locals, you're seeing where she lives, you're seeing the ocean, and then yeah, she like ends up on her like little boat. But you're just kind of seeing like where her heart lies is in the ocean. And it's really hopeful and it's an amazing pop song. And it just has like a lot of, I think it has hope, a lot of hope in it. I think the reason it's so hopeful, the sounds and the production are very like magical, and it's like building up to this desire to like, no one knows how far I'll go. And I think it's how we can feel about the unknown. Everybody has an unknown in their life and something might be calling you. There's an itch that there's often an itch we haven't scratched of like, oh, can I do this? And I think it's that, it's capturing that like, I really want to do this. I'm dreaming of this big thing. I know I can do it. And then you're like, but can I do it? Like, oh, it's kind of scary, actually. but she's in the moment of like believing that she can. So it feels, as a listener, like something that you might be dreaming about that feels like, I know I could do this if I could just do that, you know. I think it's holding on to that and then making you feel like you could do the thing that like you're dreaming of. I'm Kate Nash and you're listening to How Far I'll Go from the musical Moana.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows. How far I'll go, I know. Everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design. I know everybody on this island has a role on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride, I can make us strong. I'll be satisfied if I play along, but the
Go aus dem Film Moana bzw. Vaiana. Unter dem Titel lief er nämlich in den deutschen Kinos. 2016 und 2017 war das. Damals gibt es nämlich schon einen Film, der Moana heißt, und nach deutschem Urheberrecht dürfen Filme hier nicht denselben Titel tragen. Im Original wird der Song von Auli'i Cravalho gesungen, eine junge amerikanische Schauspielerin und Sängerin mit hawaiianischen Wurzeln. Das ergibt sehr viel Sinn, denn die Geschichte, die spielt im Südpazifik rund um die Inseln Hawaii, Tahiti und Tonga. Und so klingt der Song zum Beispiel auf hawaiianisch. Auch gesungen von Auli'i Cravalho in ihrer Heimatsprache. Wie in jedem Disney-Film spielen und singen immer andere Leute, je nach Land, die Rollen aus diesem Film. In Deutschland, da spricht zum Beispiel Lina Larissa Stahl Moana bzw. Vaiana, und ihre Songs, die werden von Debbie Van Doren gesungen.
All die Zeit über habe ich gewusst, dass ich gehen muss, auf mich gestellt, von mir die
Und es gibt auch eine Helene Fischer-Version von dem Song. Die könnt ihr ja mal selbst suchen. Danke an Kate Nash für diesen Pick. Sie übernimmt diese Woche den Popfilter und stellt ihre Lieblings-Musical-Songs vor. Denn Musicals haben ihr aktuelles Album Nine Sad Symphonies maßgeblich inspiriert. Hört da mal rein. Das hier ist schon Folge 4 der Takeover-Woche mit Kate Nash. Alle anderen verlinke ich euch in den Shownotes. Danke fürs Zuhören. Morgen, da wird's freaky und ein bisschen spooky hier im Popfilter. Auf alle Fälle kultig mit der Rocky Horror Picture Show. Ich bin Marianta. Bis dahin. Tschüss.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.